Hey, everybody, it's James Swan coming to you from Las Vegas Market on the new feature, Market Buzz. We're so excited to have you with us today. Thanks for checking into our end of day wrap up. We're here today with a special guest, which I get to introduce you to in a few minutes. But right now, I've got two events that I want to draw your attention to if you're here at Market from 4 to 6 tonight, actually happening right now. So make a beeline to the fifth floor in Building C for Cirque du Salon. Kick off your summer 2017 Las Vegas Market with a signature circus event on C5. It's the entire floor. They're all participating. There's going to be performers, there's games, there's attractions, there's special cocktails. So you got that certainly got your attention there. And a whole lot of fun. So head over there and enjoy the festivities on the fifth floor of Building C from 4 to 6 today. And then from 5 to 7, the Gift and Stationery Under 40 Awards. It too is in Building C, Seminar Room C174. Swing by there. Help celebrate those who are under 40 who are making waves in the gift and stationery segment. And right now, I am so excited to get to introduce to you my friend, celebrity designer, all-around fabulous, beautiful woman, Kelly Ellis. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. It's so fun to sit here and see you live.
Isn't that fun? Yeah.
It's really cool.
It's a whole whole different dynamic. I we do it remotely for 360 days of the year, and now these five days I get to be across the table from people that I'm interviewing. It's cool.
It's really cool, and I bet your listeners will feel a different vibe from you.
I hope so.
You know what? If they don't know you, you're one of the most personal people on the planet. And it's very different to see and know you in person because you have such a beautiful voice and you have such a great demeanor. But when you're across the room from you, you also can see it. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I'm hoping that comes through in your cast with the live ones. It's really neat.
Thank you. Well, me too. We want only the best for our listeners. And if that helps them enjoy the experience more, bring it on then. Bring it on.
Very cool.
But enough about me. We're here to talk about you, Ms.
Okay.
Ellis.
Okay.
Twist her arm.
Twist my arm.
Her arm is being twisted as we speak, yes. So what's going on?
Oh my gosh.
You're a busy lady. You're going in 40 directions at one time, and all of them are pretty fabulous. So pick one and start there and tell us all about it.
Well, the next endeavor, obviously being at Market, is great always, and super grateful to be on some fantastic panels discussing business and trends, which I love, as you know. I'm very excited about going international with my speaking. I'm going to be at Maison speaking about trends, and that is kind of a glorious thing. It's always a dream to travel for work, right, and doing what we love. So I'm looking forward to that next September, of this coming September, I should say. It's rolling up on us.
It's going to be here before we know
I'll be packing tomorrow, right? But I'm excited about speaking there and doing some international talking and traveling a lot, actually, in the next few months.
Wow.
Yes.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah. Ridiculous. Very, very cool. Might be filming a show in the UK. I'm currently doing house owners renovation in Los Angeles. But looking to film a couple of episodes in the UK coming up in October. And some good stuff. I have a new line coming out with Suntan. So I'll be traveling to see the development of that as well. So it's just...
And is that to the Orient?
Yes, it is. And it's be my first trip. So, you know, any advice is welcome from anybody and everybody. I'm over the top.
As children, we lived in the Orient.
You did?
Almost 7 years. Yeah.
Wow.
So we'll compare notes off air, and I'll help us any way
Please.
I can.
Please, yeah. I'm beyond excited and just an open book.
When do you go?
November.
Good time.
Right in November. So I'm developing a new line with Suntan, as I didn't mention. Just a fantastic company. Open Arms would be their first designer collaboration, and so we're holding hands doing this endeavor and really excited about it.
Wonderful. What else is happening? Oh my gosh. You've got a fabulous new penthouse right here, just in the grapevine. It's almost done.
Well, as you know, you're more than welcome to join us and enjoy the view and take in everything. We should be doing this podcast live from my penthouse is what we should be doing. I know.
Careful.
I know. I'm ready. You grab your computer. I'll grab the mic. Let's go. I know. It's in the city center of Las Vegas. It's fantastic. The beauty is not to get old. It's on the 43rd floor of the Martin. And we really enjoy ourselves. We're right across from the Cosmopolitan and the Aria. And we've been able to host some fabulous parties and have some friends over and just really kind of showcase all the things that I love, which is the most eclectic, crazy mix of stuff ever. But we're really having a good time with it. Yeah. Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So are you going to throw a big housewarming party when it's all done?
Because we've had a few little events. I actually have one coming up this week with the Designer Mastermind as a result of kind of an offshoot from my previous business, educating interior designers, moving from market to market, talking about business and marketing and social media and all the things that I love. I've had the opportunity to continue the education track. And I have a great group of designers coming together, 22 to be exact, who are all sitting around my table in my home, and then eventually the bar, of course, but discussing all things business and really getting to the nitty gritty and getting real with each other and opening the books and sharing contacts and talking about how it is that, you know, all of us do what we do and how we can help each other do more. Yeah. I know.
Very exciting. That just sounds like a powerful experience.
You know what? I hope it is. I try to be as transparent as possible. And when somebody says to me, how did you, and they really want to know, I don't have any qualms telling them exactly who I had to talk to, who I had to call, what steps it took, you know, what made something happen or didn't work, you know, how to avoid pitfalls, what changed for me, and, you know, just sharing. I think our business is different, as you know. You obviously sit across from people or interview people from across the country, nationwide, globally, who are in the business of not only making our business go around, but also helping each other succeed, which is means more to me than anything. That is really huge, and you know, I'm happy to share whatever knowledge I can impart. You know, it's cool.
That's an element of our industry that I have such great respect for, that there is that willingness on people's part. What is that phrase that all boats rise in the high tide? And that is something that people aren't afraid of. And there's not a lot of ego involved the way you might expect it.
Well, it didn't used to be that way, though. This industry was different before. And I remember, you know, 15 years ago, and nobody would even share, they wouldn't share anything about it. They wouldn't talk about, you know, where they knew of something. They wouldn't share, you know, what they knew, how they knew anything. They wouldn't talk about anything that would help each other. You know, it was very closed, and collaboration wasn't a word that we knew about. And I would like to think that groups like my design camp that, you know, we've since sold, which is great, but there's so many. You know, you've got Deb Barrett. You've got, you know, the Design Success University. You've got, you know, Jackie Von Tobel, and you've got, you know, Adam Japco. A lot of different people collaborating and really expressing and living and walking what that means to collaborate. And I think that is really fantastic. You know, being able to share what we know. Yeah. I love it.
It's vital. It really is. I mean, it opens up in an immediate sense an entire library of knowledge. I mean, when I think of, and I've made many, believe me, the mistakes that I've made, had I had an opportunity, had I had a venue to pose a question, maybe one of those or two of those might have been avoided.
And that's the goal of it, really. Just to be able to open the books, you know, of the old, I say Rolodex, and of course, people who are old, like me, understand what a Rolodex is. It's a funny word. And I say that to my kids, and they're 21 and 22, and they look at me like, we're not speaking the same. Yeah, they're not speaking the same language. They don't know what a Rolodex is. But for most of us who do, sort of sharing that information and contacts and, hey, this is what you should do, or, you know, here, these are people you should talk to. So it's awesome for me. I love doing that. So that's what the Design Mastermind is. And happily, yes, thank you. I'm happy to continue doing something.
Congratulations.
Like that, you know? Thank you.
And how lucky all 22 of those people are to get to hang around your table with you.
Is one it solid day, so we're going to do a cocktail party beforehand, which if you don't show up, I'll be upset about. Cocktail party beforehand on the 2nd, and then all day on the 3rd, and then we'll wrap up that night. But we're going to be fast and furious. We are going to put people on hot seats. Cool. We're gonna be talking some serious stuff. Yeah, we're going to get down to it. I want people to walk away. Yeah, walk away with some good information.
No, that's the best way to do it.
It is.
Good. Cool. Exciting. So you live here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You're familiar with the territory here at the World Mart Center, World Trade Center. What's new and kind of cool that got you excited?
There's
what
a lot,
have you seen
actually,
so far?
I did the Instagram takeover today, and I was kind of running around to notice what's different. I think what really kind of gets me excited, and this is just because I love vintage things, I love the pavilions. So not a lot of people get out there, and I can't encourage it enough to get out to those pavilions and really see some of that handmade artisan goodies. There's some real winners out there. So I'm not going to place too much emphasis on one over the other, because I want people to see them all, truly. Like, Market's fantastic. You know, don't get me wrong, obviously. And we know that we have some go-to greats. But I do love a little bit of the vintage, and I do love a little bit of that handmade and the artisanal, you know, whatever it is, fill in the blank. So don't miss pavilions, for sure.
Okay,
good.
You're the third person since launch that has said that to me. Promise.
See?
And I have to fess up. I've never ventured over there.
Right.
Just haven't.
I'll
you know, you get busy
you
and it's a long way away.
We're going to walk over and we'll walk those aisles together. It's such a good experience. Your arm twisting.
The sound you just heard is my arm
being
snapped.
Oh, it did. Well, I wasn't asking. I was telling, yeah.
Oh, it snapped. Yeah, it just snapped it right off. Done. I heard that. Yeah, loud and clear. All right. The pavilions it will be. Now, another important question we're asking everyone today.
I crush on a lot of people, but I love Michelle Boyd.
Who are you crushing on?
Michelle Boyd is one of my absolute favorites ever. I tend to have a masculine aesthetic myself, and he has got some of the best, like, clean line, cool looks. He likes to blend things in different ways, and I'm crushing on him in a big way right now. I love him. I know.
And he's
love him.
And he's funny.
Yeah.
Witty,
shout out to
smart.
Michelle. I do. I love him.
Good. Okay. Good. Good one.
Yeah.
Next and final, big important question.
Oh, I know.
Everybody around Market is always dragging a bag around because you got so much stuff you got to tote.
Oh, that's so funny.
What's
of course,
bag?
I had to have a sunpan bag.
What are you carrying today?
So, you know, I'm super partial to my peeps over a sunpan. Yeah. Load that full of stuff on top of my own designer bag, right? I did some shopping at Crystals.
I love it.
So if you don't want to spend any money, don't go there. I'm just saying right now, the Crystals Mall, if anybody ventures out onto the streets and onto the strip and has other things planned for their stay here in Las Vegas, which it's kind of hard not to because we have so much going on here, avoid Crystals if you don't want to spend any money. But yeah, I do love my sun pan bag. So, yeah, I gotta support them left and right.
Okay. Well, we
please
we've been
do.
Warned about
so
Crystals,
excited.
And
yes,
we'll be looking for the sun pan there.
Awesome.
And we'll take a picture of it before you go.
Yes. Awesome.
Kelly Ellis, as always, you put a smile on my face getting to be around you. Thank you for your time this afternoon. Really appreciate it. Now, we have someone who you know very well who's just come into our little lab this afternoon, the fabulous Ms. Robin Barone.
I hope so.
Baroness. She's going to join. Actually, she's going to jump in your chair. So we're
and
gonna,
I hope people come to
now
see,
that you've warmed it up for her,
us
we'll let
tomorrow.
You
so I'm
say your goodbyes.
Tomorrow. 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock. Yeah, 3 o'clock.
You're I'm at 4 o'clock,
with, like,
right?
Good gal over there. She's
well,
a
3
character.
O'clock tomorrow.
Very fun. Yeah. Thank you. Please.
Fabulous. Well, we're gonna let
love
her
you.
Tell
love
us
you.
More
Makes
about
sense.
It. You be well, and I'll see you soon. Okay. While the ladies are exchanging seats, I'm going to remind everyone that tomorrow morning, first thing, from 9:30 to about 10:15, you have the opportunity for an orientation here at Las Vegas Market for first-time attendees. If you've never been here before, if this is your first visit and you're feeling a little lost, let me just be clear. It's big. There's three big buildings. There's a lot going on. And sometimes an orientation like this can be really helpful. So find your way to Building C at 9:30 tomorrow morning, space 174, and jump into the orientation. It's 45 minutes, and it could make the difference between you having an amazing day and maybe just a mediocre day. They'll give you the lay of the land. They'll tell you about all of the educational opportunities and the promotional opportunities that are available while you're here. Make yourself available to that, and you won't regret it, I promise. I have
How
sitting across
you?
From me right now the lovely Miss Robin Barone.
Terrific. I'm so happy to be here with you, James. I always love being with you.
It's so nice to see you with us today. I am great. I am great. And I'm even better now that you're here. Well, thank you. It's mutual. So tell us what's going on. What's brought you to Las Vegas?
Oh, what a good question. Well, it's a few things. One, I wanted to expand my horizons. You know, I go to High Point. I'm very East Coast oriented, but I did open my first showroom in Dallas.
Right.
So I'm edging my way west, and I thought that it would be very good.
Okay. I
what?
I have to interrupt you there.
Yes.
I got to attend the opening in Dallas.
You did.
And I just have to congratulate you. It was... A beautiful collection. It was a beautiful event, and I just was so proud to be able to be there and celebrate that event with you. So congratulations.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you so much, James. Yeah. I so appreciate that. Really, it means a lot.
Well, of course. And to everyone who's listening who hasn't checked out Robin's new collection, you know what you need to do. Go online, check it out. If you're in the Dallas area, get in the car, drive across town, check it out there. It's well worth it. There's so many beautiful things. The hardware. I'm just gonna tease you with the hardware. It's unlike anything you've ever seen, and it is beautiful. So do yourself a favor, dig in a little deeper, and check Robin's collection out. Okay. And I interrupted
Thank you,
and I
so
apologize,
much, James.
But go on.
Well,
tell us.
Okay. So just to a little bit about what you just said. We opened in Dallas. I'm also showing in High Point. So we're going to be in Market Suites Salon, and I'm really excited about that. So thank you so much. So I wanted to really experience the West Coast market as well, and Las Vegas is the West Coast market. You know, it's the biggest show out west. And I was also asked to speak. I'm actually having an interview talk with Kelly Ellis, who you just finished interviewing tomorrow. And we spent the day today, and I'll have half the day tomorrow, doing videos for Tastefully Inspired blog. So we're going to be, I've been doing it all day, and we're going to get you on camera after this. So it's been a busy market, considering it's the very first Las Vegas market I've ever been to. It's been quite hectic and really great. I'm loving it.
So I'm really curious. I mean, you're a New Yorker. You're born and raised. You're about as New York as it comes. There seems to be, to me, I'm an outsider, California boy. There seems to be a hesitation on New Yorkers' part to come this far west for an event like this. So is it worth a trip? Let me ask you that question. Is it worth
the
trip?
Okay, so I'm going to back up first because I have a cousin that lives here. And last night we had dinner. And he reminded me that a few years ago, when he said, "Do you ever come out to Las Vegas for the market?" I very quickly said, "Are you kidding me? No way. I have High Point. I'm on the East Coast. I don't need Las Vegas." So he reminded me that because here I am. And I definitely have changed perspectives. I think that this is a great market. I think you see things differently. It's much smaller than High Point. So number one, you don't have as much ground to cover. you're not as tired by the end of the day. And I see things that the companies may be also in high point. I'm looking at the merchandise differently, and I'm seeing things I didn't see. And I think it's really worth it to also get a real understanding that, you know what, the East Coast is not the only center of the world. And you do get a different perspective being out here. And you meet different people. So, yes, it's worth it.
And that's powerful. Well, that's true, too. Yeah, it's a whole different... Good. Well, we are thrilled that you're here. We are thrilled that you're here. Any exciting trends that you've noticed since you've been here? Things that you're going to take back to the East Coast with you when you go?
I cannot say that there's one trend, but I definitely feel like I'm seeing things that I may have, it really was put in front of me before, but I didn't see. And I think that I have found some really exciting pieces and looked at a couple of companies a little bit differently already. So, but one trend,
isn't that interesting?
The one thing I just want to say about trends is that I do think that gold tones are much stronger on the East Coast than they are here. I think the West Coast, it's still into the silver and nickel tones. And that's very interesting to me. That different perspective.
Interesting. Well, and I'm sure you've got your finger on that pulse, given the hardware in your collection, which I alluded to earlier. It's such a big part of what you do in your designs that they're they're statement pieces on your furniture pieces, these amazing handles and knobs that are little pieces of art. So, I get that. I mean, I see
where especially now because of that. You know, it's really important for me to understand the difference of perspective on colors and metals. And, you know, as I'm designing the new collections, it is a little different here, you know. And so it's opened my eyes.
So that just made me think of something. I'm going to throw a question at you that you may not be prepared for. You've now put yourself in a position where you've got to be producing new merchandise on a regular basis. What does that feel like?
You don't quite think of that when I started all this. But the truth is, I have so much, not only in my head, but drawn over the years of things that I really want to produce. I mean, I've been waiting for this moment for years. That's not a problem for me. I mean, for me, I still have to hold myself back. We're already working on spring of 2018, and I still have to be sort of corralled and say, we have enough. Well, let's just do this, save that for another day. So, stop, it's enough, it's enough.
Stop.
I think that's, you know, it's not the lesson I have to learn. But it does, it keeps coming, like, I want more. I want to produce so many different things in different categories. So give me a little time. I'm going to launch like four or five categories at one time. Just give me another year for some more.
take all the time you need, Robin.
Thank you so much. We're excited
to see everything that's going to be produced. We really, really are. Question I'm asking all of my guests today, who's your big design crush?
So my design crush always is Kelly Wurstler. I just love her aesthetic. Wow. I love that she is risky, takes risks, that she's edgy. I really, you know, I relate the most to her than to anyone. And she inspires me. So, yeah.
Good pick. And I've heard you say that before, so you're consistent in that. I love that. So, good for you.
No.
You're not a fickle person in that regard. last question then for you, Robin. Good. A big part of market is schlepping things around. We're fascinated by the bags that people are carrying these days. So tell us about the bag that's on your shoulder today.
The The bag that's on my shoulder is a beautiful leather bag that I got in Florence, Italy. But I'm really lucky because I am in the market with my design director, Judy Kaufman. So he carries everything for me. And that... So he's what I carry in market.
Okay, I'm done. I want that's what I want.
Well, they don't call me the Baroness for nothing.
You've earned the title. It's yours. Robin Baron, it's always good to see you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for stopping by this afternoon. Really appreciate it. We want to say a big thank you to all of our subscribers and listeners this afternoon. Thank you for tuning in wherever you are in the world. Many of you are listening here in Las Vegas, but we also know that a lot of our audience is still scattered all over the world. We love that you've tuned in today. We don't exist without you. So thanks for subscribing to the show. Thanks for making it a part of your life. Keep telling your friends about the show. Go over to the website, milliondollardecorating.com, where you can catch all the information. We'll post a link to Robin's website so you can follow all the great things that she and her team are creating. You can see that beautiful furniture collection that she's put out there. Do check that out. While you're there on our site, you know the drill. Click a few buttons. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. And finally, and most importantly, remember that it's up to you to make your world more beautiful. Join the thousands of designers, retailers, and interior enthusiasts who are using RoomStyler platform to create 3D photorealistic renders easily viewed on any device. Go to RoomStyler.com today.